Welcome to Grace Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us on Sunday evening, March the 20th, 2011.
You sing with me tonight.
I will praise you. I will praise you.
Can wash away his
Thank you. You may be seated. I've asked the ladies ensemble if they would to come and sing for us.
Spread my wings for flying, Lord, I've never been this homesick before. See the bright light shine, it's just about home time. I can see my father standing at the door. Ready for deliverance. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. See the bright light shine, it's just about home time. I can see my father standing at the door. For deliverance, Lord, I've never been this homesick before. Lord, I've never been this homesick
We'll ask the men to come at this time. Tonight's offering is going to the Tusing family, and I tried to say a little bit about it this morning, but whenever I talk to somebody from Togo, everyone knows John Tusing and his wife and the ministry that they have. John keeps everything running. He does the building, and you know, with all these schools that that B has helped to found, and you know, in the outlying districts and things like that, you know, we're in a place where, you know, if we got problems with this or that, you know, we call Mr. Goodwrench, you know, that kind of thing. When you're in the middle of Togo, you got to have somebody that understands the ability to put stuff together and to do it, not just on a budget, but sometimes to improvise to make it all work. And John does exactly that, and so we're pleased to support him and encourage you to give and to give a generous offering. Father, for John and his wife, we thank you. We thank you for the way that you bless them and use them. For this offering, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Appreciate that. Great is thy faithfulness. Of course, we're observing the Lord's table tonight and remembering the Lord, and just trying to focus our attention with some songs tonight on what he did for us. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Man of sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came. Sing that with me.
Man of sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came, proven sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior, bearing shame and scoffing.
Pleasure to have the two saints here to report on the ministry that they've been having in Togo, and so we're going to turn the service over to you all.
It's good to be with you this evening and share with you our ministry that we had in Togo. We consider it a privilege of serving the Lord in Togo. It's been over 20 years that we've been in, 21 years that we've been in, with a mission. 18 years that we've been in Togo, where he came back the end of July, went to the Missionary Enrichment Conference, and received our 20-year pins with a mission. Doesn't seem like it's been that long yet, but I guess time goes fast when you're having fun. And we'll be heading back in 10 days from right now. We'll be over the Atlantic Ocean heading back to Togo, so I trust you to pray for that. And Got a lot to do when I get back, it seems like. It seems like I've been on email almost daily, either by email or telephone, trying to keep things running there long distance, which has been a kind of a challenge. But there's a lot of things happening in Togo. We have Togo was the first country that ABW entered in 1974, and there's a lot of things that have happened since then. A lot of people have come to know the Lord. A lot of churches have been started. We have a blind school, a hospital, and now we're building another hospital in the northern part of Togo. And every term that we've been there, it seems like it's been just a little bit different as far as our responsibilities, the things that we end up doing. And also with the church that we're working with, our involvement there, we worked with a different church every term, so their needs, just our roles there have been a little bit different. But the main thing I was involved with this past term, it seems like, was building construction. I was involved in more building construction than I have in the previous term. Five of those building projects were school buildings, thanks to Harry and B. Ward. That was a big need for, and we're just thankful for that. CWE came alongside and helped with four of those buildings. But I also worked on two church buildings and three buildings on our hospital compound along with some other projects. So the theme of our presentation is building a firm foundation. And there's kind of a spiritual application for that as well, building a firm foundation spiritually in Togo, and that's what we attempt to do. And last furlough, there was a national church which needed a building, and they started the building. They said they can do it themselves, but then when I got back, they asked me to come and put the roof on. And I had never seen the building up to that time, so I came to kind of check out what I needed to do, and just kind of shook my head the closer I got to it. I got the transit out from one corner of the building to the other. There was over 13 inches difference in elevation. And then just a lot of other problems. They put pillars up and attached the top, but one pillar tilted in, the other one tilted out. The floor had settled about 5 inches some places, and there are other structural problems, so I wonder what the foundation looked like. And so I had some guys do some digging and found out there were, in many places, there really wasn't even a foundation. We'll have a couple pictures showing that this evening. And then the question is, what do you do with this building? Well, you can't put a roof on it. You know, you got to start over, but there's already thousands of dollars sunk into it, so what do you do? And so we really made that a matter of prayer, but Lord really answered our prayer, because what had happened is the president had purchased a lot of property just beyond that, and then our property was started there, and then was the road, and the president was interested in that property as well, so he could have access to it all. So we were able to unload that, and then it became their headache. So then we got some other property across the road and about two blocks away, so that was a real answer to prayer. So, and I could go sit here and talk all night, but I don't have time to do all that. And they say a picture says 1,000 words, and they have about 100 pictures, so we'll go ahead and go into that. There we are. Our children. Our youngest, Jeremiah, he's in the Army. He's in Fort Hood, Texas. Our other son, Joshua, and his wife, Becky. Our son, Zachary. Then our daughter, Rebecca, her husband, Randy. Then our grandson, Seth, and our newest grandson, Luke. My nephew, Xavier, came out about a year ago. He was out there for 6 weeks. He was the first family member that came there to Togo, so that was good. I put him to work. He helped me out in construction and maintenance. There's a little country of Togo. It's a little sliver of a country there in West Africa. Well, right there is where our hospital is. And up in Mongo, that's where our new hospital will be built, our blind school there in Palime. The theme of our presentation for other fathers and nations, can no man lay, and which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. There's a non-existent foundation at the Agu Church building, which I referred to. Someplace it was sort of okay, but there's a new building, which we built across the road about two blocks away. That building did have a good foundation. Some pictures of the walls going up. I have several masons that I've trained to work with me. They do a good job. It's a picture of some of the walls going up. Building the trusses, built them out of angle iron, welded them together with our little Ranger 8 Lincoln welder. More picture of the walls going up. Then our hospital compound, built an addition to our guest house. Had two large rooms, which were built there. We have a lot of medical people who come out, especially medical people and other people who come out to help. So there's always a need for more rooms. It seemed like we were always really crowded. We already had four rooms, but they were quite small. These are two large rooms. They can hold up to 6 to 8 people in each room, so a whole team could stay in each room. So that's a big help. Some of the walls as they're going up. Hauling the trusses up there. We built them in the hangar, weld them together and haul them there with a little Massey Ferguson 35. Unload them with a Togolese crane. Hoisted them up the same way, all manpower. We built an OB wing onto our hospital. Our hospital was built in 1985. It had a men's ward and a women's ward. Last year, there were 724 babies born at our hospital. The women with the babies would be in the same ward as the other women with all the other different diseases they had and infections and all that. So it was always talked about we needed an OB wing, so we were able to do that this term. We're doing the backfill. The walls are going up. Putting the stone on the walls, putting on the roof. The tile on the inside, on the wall, and on the floor. And up the ceiling. We produce our own oxygen at our hospital. So we have oxygen and suction lines running through the hospital. We have it in the new OB wing ward as well. There's a labor and delivery room. There's room for 4 beds there. They're almost ready to move in. The Christian school, this is at one of the villages, the church building over there on the right. The foundation going up. The building was actually going to be a little bit bigger, but that big rock there kind of stopped that. So there's a lot of times I wish I could pick up the phone and have a ready-mix truck come and bring some cement. That doesn't happen. It's all done with we do have a one-bag mixer, and it's all done with a wheelbarrow. We really get that thing cranking. On one church building that we did 186 batches a day, so we got that thing moving. Another one of the villages where we built a Christian school. This is the completed building. There are 4 classrooms there with offices on the end, 2 offices, the inside of one of the buildings. The masons will put like a coating of cement on the blocks and plaster that and make it really smooth. In the area there, they'll make for a blackboard. They'll trowel that really, really smooth and put a black paint on there. Some of the children there in the classroom. Along with the construction responsibilities, we still have a lot of maintenance work to do at the hospital. Here we got the backhoe loaded up, ready to head out to another construction project. Here I'm working on the hospital compound. We're digging a hole for a dry well for the septic for our hospital. Another real big need that we have is well drilling. Last furlough, I went to a well drilling demonstration in the southern part of Michigan, and they donated this well drilling equipment. It worked okay in the southern part of Michigan where it was really quite sandy, but getting over there in Togo with the hard red clay we have in the rocks, it really didn't do that well. So we really need a little more heavy-duty equipment to do that. That's a real big need. There's a lot of villages which do not have good drinking water. Another thing that I did was built a wall along the front of the hospital property along the road. Last term, we put the wall around the rest of the property, but then we didn't do the roadside. And everybody said they said this wall like this looked too much like a prison. They wanted something with a little more of a design to it. But then they put bars in the wall. Built a little building over our backup well and a tower beside it. So that then we used this as a backup well for the hospital, but local people would come and get drinking water. They would use that. The church where we worked at is up the mountain, about a 40-minute drive. We'd go up there and help out at that church. The inside of it, they have a dirt floor. You can see there's a lot of ventilation.
Here are two girls that go to the Sunday school there regularly. And go ahead and flip it. The classroom, the Sunday school room is the tin roof there. And they also raise pineapple there on the property to help support the church. Here I am working at the Christian bookstore. Judy Bowen is in charge, doing the salaries for the print shop and the Christian bookstore. I also did John's salaries for his men. Every week they had to do their payroll, so that was about 30, 40 guys. Then I did also the guest house salaries and book work. Here I am with the team that did the 25th anniversary for Togo. We had to serve 110 people, formal sit-down table, and it was lots of fun. We had a good time. These are all the ladies and Noah that work in the houses of the missionaries. I also have a Bible study with the ladies in my home every Wednesday. And we did a project. We made bookmarks with the Togo beads, and they loved that. That was so much fun, they thought. I also helped at the print shop, brought the literature up to our conference. We have a conference among the churches, and so I had to bring the literature up to the conference. The Nationals help me with this. I don't do it all by myself. They do a lot of the selling of it. I bring it up and help them display it in the little hut there. There's our Isuzu truck that we have. Here are the pastors at the conference singing. They love to sing. And here are the people that are sitting in the school desk. These are the school desks that they have, and they're sitting there underneath the trees. And the teenagers are singing.
Our blind school, we have about 40 students there every year. They come there for the school year. They're taught to read and write in Braille. They're taught how to make a living. They're taught how to bathe themselves, build a fire, cook their food. And then, like back at our display, we have a little stool back there that was woven by a blind student. We train them to do things to make, so that they can earn themselves a living. Betty and I served on the board there, along with the Nationals who make up that board. I also helped out with maintenance there on the blind center compound as much as I was able to, at least. In the 18 years that we've been in Togo, we really see that the Islam religion is growing faster. It used to be that they were only in the northern part of Togo, but now we are seeing a lot of villages down south with mosques in them. And we've always had the burden for reaching the Muslims. And we feel by opening a hospital up in the northern part of Togo where they are, that by showing Christ's compassion through healthcare, that opened the doors to reaching them. So they acquired some property up in the Mongo area. We now have begun the Wendell Kempton Medical and Ministry Center. And in French, that's the Hospital of Hope. And people are really excited about getting a hospital up there. They don't have any good medical care in that region. And they had a groundbreaking ceremony about a year and a half ago. The school children all went out there and cleared the area, cut the grass. The backhoe that we got up there for the project came out on a container with a lot of other supplies. Here they are making block. There's 8 guys there working there making block. That's another thing which I wish I could do, is just pick up the phone and have a few semi-loads of cement blocks delivered, but that doesn't happen. They all got to be made one by one. So two of these guys will work together. You can see the block molds there. They'll put that together. They'll mix up the sand and the cement, make it really damp, and then pack it into the mold. And the other guy will pick it up and turn it over, take off the inside mold, take off the outside mold, and take it over and make another one. And two guys working together can make about 250 blocks a day. So these guys have got a project for about 4 years just making blocks every day. And this hospital is about 275 miles away from our present hospital, but it takes about 8 hours to get up there. And I haven't helped out too much up there, but I did go up there a little over a year ago, just before Christmas, and help put up the first building. We put up the guest house building. And I brought 6 masons with me that I had worked with for years. I've taught them how to lay blocks the American way, with building up corners and laying to a string. And so I took 6 masons up there with me to work with 6 masons up there. They worked one-on-one, so for putting up this building, to just train them and to show them that it's not just an American way of laying block, that Togolese can do it too. So we put up the first building and worked together with them, and then we left, and they carried on by themselves after. They're doing a good job. The aviation ministry we have on our hospital compound, the hangar, we have a 206. It's actually in the background. That's our plane. This plane belongs to Randy Alderman. He brought a patient to our hospital. The airstrip, looking down at the mountain from our hospital. The airstrip again. And right there is the house that we live in. We lived there last term, and we'll be moving back there again this term. And the theme of our presentation, building a firm foundation. At the church that we work with, we hear the testimonies of people who have been saved, their backgrounds. And now we're seeing kids growing up in the church, getting married and starting Christian homes. That's really encouraging to see that. Just showing some of the roads there in Togo. Sometimes I think, some people might call them potholes, but I think they could almost be labeled as craters. That's why it takes so long to get from one place to another. About 2.5 years ago, we had a lot of bridges that washed out. We had real heavy rains and bridges washed out. They built a little temporary bridge there. We went over with this ton and a half truck. That was quite an experience. Some of the things you see in Togo. A lot of times you see things which you wish you had a camera, but don't. You just see all kinds of things. You'll see them. I've seen them hauling pieces of plywood on a motorcycle, dragging rebar, hauling 16-foot long planks, 1-foot wide planks, just all kinds of things that you see. Another bridge in the Palme area. This is our hospital van.
I go to, one of my responsibilities is going to Lome for the Togo team meetings. We have to go get the food, and it's a 3-hour trip there. And the transmission blew one time. I thought that was very interesting, so I had to take the picture of it. Cheryl and I waited 2.5 hours for another van to come. I had to have a van because I have six coolers in there full of that I will fill when I'm in the capital city. And the fire extinguisher that was behind my seat hit my leg, so I got to sit there for 2.5 hours with a blue ice on it, but it helped it, and I was fine.
And the sunrise there in Togo. And the question, this is our newest grandson, Luke. It's a question, will he help build on the foundation in Togo, and will you? That's always a challenge that I leave. We always need more help in Togo, more doctors, more nurses, more medical help, and more church planters. And also could use some more help to help me with the maintenance and construction. So like I can work a lot of hours, you know, going out on construction projects, and then I'll get a call. We got a problem back at the hospital. So I got to come back, and so it'd be nice to have some help. So just want to say thank you for your faithful financial and prayer support. Really appreciate that. And we'll be back at our display afterwards if you have any other questions that you'd like us to answer. Thank you.
I don't think any of us had any idea how much that these folks do. All of the different areas that they fit in, all the different opportunities and ministries. And so when the transmission blew, I mean, I thought I'd hear the rest of that story. So what happened then?
Wasn't repairable, so.
So you just had to get one from the States or from?
It was made in Europe, so we were able to get one in Lomé. I sent a national mechanic to try to find one, because if I went myself, as soon as I see my white face, the price would go up 2 or 3 times, and he knows where to look, so that's...
Well, that's excellent. What a great opportunity. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, and that's a tremendous, tremendous blessing. So this is the Lord's table. This is the table of Grace Baptist Church. And if you're here, whether you're a member of this church or not, if you know Jesus as your personal Savior, we encourage you to participate in this, His table. The Scripture tells us that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, He took bread. But the first thing He did was He gave thanks. I wonder if Brother King, if you would give thanks for the bread, please. Scripture says the same night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." You understand that the Scripture tells us when we're thinking about his body, we're thinking about the bread, this represents who he is. He is God, very God, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Scripture says that after this same manner also they took the cup. And Dan, will you thank the Lord for the cup, please? So if the bread represents who he is, then the juice, the wine represents what he did. He is God, very God. He is Jesus Christ who made a sacrifice for your sins and for mine, for the sins of the world. And so the Scripture says, after the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, "This cup's the New Testament, the New Covenant, in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As is our custom, We see this as a great opportunity to give to others and to be involved in ministry in other folks' lives. And so we encourage you to give generously as the deacons pass amongst you with this benevolence offering. Thank you, Father, for the privilege of giving. In Jesus' name, amen. Glad to have Gary and Janet back with us, and they had some things that caught their attention here, and it was probably the snow or March Madness or something like that. But I've asked Gary to kind of give us a little bit of an update. You remember Gary, our very first youth pastor.
Well, thanks, Doc. Janet and I will leave back to France on Wednesday. We will have been here about 19 days, and we basically came back to polish our crown. There's a verse in Proverbs chapter 17 that says that grandchildren are the crown of the aged. And we have spent, I know what you're going to say. We spent a good bit of time up in Indianapolis area with our son and three grandkids. One that I hadn't seen, the seven-month-old, I had not yet introduced myself to him. He'll never be the same, I guarantee you. But we enjoyed that. And then we were here for a couple of days spending time with our daughter, Lauren, over here, and with our in-laws, which is always a wonderful experience for them, I'm sure, to have their favorite son-in-law come back and spend a couple of days with them. We've been in France since, of course, just at the end of last May, and two big differences between our ministry prior to this term of service and now is that, number one, of course, we're going back without kids, and you know what that is like, the two sinks. And the other thing is to be fully identified with the French church. Our mission agency here, David and Titus, allowed us to identify fully with a French mission agency and French churches. In fact, about, I think it was back in January, I received an email from a friend and his wife up in Indianapolis. He is French, she's English, they have a music ministry, and they wrote to us and said, we're coming to France in May, we'll be in Paris, could you help us get into other English-speaking ministries in France? And I said, to be honest with you, we don't know any I know there are English-speaking ministries in France in the major cities, but we really have no connection with them, and I didn't say it in a mean way. I simply don't know any. We really feel privileged to have this opportunity to work in this type of ministry with this type of identity, and we're grateful to Grace Baptist for supporting us in that venture as well as Titus International. We're doing well. I think we feel right at home. In some senses, it feels like we never left. When it came to speaking French, it felt like we'd been gone forever. But it is gradually coming back, and the opportunities that we're at presently, we're working with a French pastor who is also a full-time engineer, who has an incredible ministry. We have 45 members in this church, 70, 80 in attendance every Sunday, with a vision. We share a vision of expanding this ministry to other churches in the region. And but we got to the town of Saint-Maximin, the church there, and found Christian to be extremely exhausted, just getting close to burnout, I'd almost say. And we said, hey, our first year, you just throw us in the holes that need to be plugged. And in the beginning, it was kind of frustrating, I'll admit, because it wasn't exactly what I thought I would be doing when I arrived. But in retrospect and in wisdom, it is exactly what we needed to be doing. And so we're happy to be doing it. And we're very blessed in the identity that we have in France as well with this French church. We thank you again for your faithfulness. And boy, once again, if any of you are ever in that area, the south of France, please let us know in advance, and we'll be glad to host you and have you visit. Doc. Okay.
Thank you. What a neat deal it is for you all to be back with us and be able to share a little bit about the work. I was in Harrisburg last week, and I bring you greetings from the Haskells. And Carolyn Haskell has been, she's had some surgery, and she's in the process of having some chemotherapy. And the doctors and all, they were going to assess all that, and so we'll know more about what that's going to mean. Also got to talk to Wayne and to Sharon Haston, and they told us a little bit about Carissa. She seems to be making good progress. She had her organ transplant 5 years ago. And so, you know, every year is, you know, it, in some respects, it's borrowed time and it's very golden. And so, but there, Carissa is, Carissa spent her five-year anniversary. There was a another little younger girl, I'm guessing, that it had a very similar operation, and Carissa got to go to this girl and spend a Saturday with her and just encouraging her. So that was really kind of neat and everything. So great opportunities. I think you've seen the bulletin and the opportunities we have in front of us this week and everything. Encourage you to be a part of those. And the two sinks are going to be in the lobby to share, so you might want to stop by and see if they have any. I mean, I was looking for a picture of Harry to see if he had changed any at all, because he's like an older brother to me. And so, but, you know, I guess I'll have to wait on that one. Lord bless you. You have a great evening.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. Grace Baptist Church exists to glorify God by knowing Him through His Word, loving Him through worship and obedience, and serving Him by caring for others. For more information about our ministries, please go to www.aboutgracebaptist.org. See you next time.